Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Order up! Order up is the, well, it's this thing we do right here. Our food hour every week. We talk cooking, eating, food opinions, food memories, restaurants, favorite food experiences, things like that. I thought we would talk about foods we hate. The food we never want to see on a restaurant menu, never want served to us if we go to somebody's house for dinner. What is your worst nightmare food or meal? This delights me, this topic.
It fits into Halloween, too.
Yeah, it's kind of that kind nightmare. Of your thing. But did one pop into your head when
immediately,
I said that?
Yes.
Isn't it? Yeah, really?
Jarred tomato sauce. Want nothing to do with it ever.
And why is that?
Because you could just get canned crushed tomatoes, throw some basil in there, salt, pepper. I mean, traditionally, you should put in celery, carrots, onions. But, I mean, you don't need to do all that. Like, you could make a simple tomato sauce very easily.
Yeah, but that's not living up to the requirement. You have to hate this food. You have to be miserable if you're serving. Now, if you're not saying, I would put canned sauces or jarred sauces on a list of evil foods that I would hope not to be served, but not because you can just as easily make it, more easily make it, but because they taste awful.
Yeah. Well, I should have led with that.
You didn't even mention how they taste.
You're right.
That's the key to the whole thing. Anyway, but that's a good example of the type. So give us a call. Because that's what we do this hour. We talk food. A meal or an item, for whatever reason, that you hope never to be served when you go to visit somebody, a relative or whatever, and you'll turn around and run if you see it or smell it coming your way. 860-522-9842. We'll talk about it coming up on WTIC. Right now, though, who do we go to? It's Mark Christopher in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Do you have one of those, Mark? One of those foods you just never want to see or hear from again?
Nothing off the top of my head, but I'm going to defend one sauce, Rao's. Rao's sauce, no sugar in it. It's expensive.
I've never tried it. I haven't.
You know what, Anthony? Spend the $7 or $8, whatever it is, try it. It is really good. It is really good. But I agree with you generally. If you can get homemade, that's the way to go. So, but Rao's off the shelf is real good.
It's Friday, so it's time for
Order Up
on the Todd Feinberg Show.
All right, WTIC, we do Order Up this last hour on Fridays. If you missed it, we do rants earlier in the show, during the first hour on Fridays, to open up this hour for Order Up. And the topic is gross meals that you never want to encounter. Maybe it can be left over. Like, one of the things I hated most in life was peas my mother served growing up. And there was a brief period of time when my parents, who were very laissez-faire parents and didn't try to force us to do much, they would force us to eat the peas, which was like the grossest thing I've ever eaten. And so, but I don't mind fresh peas, you know, if they're cooked properly. It's just soggy vegetables. I guess I have a whole soggy vegetable category as well. Overcooked.
I'm not a fan of frozen vegetables in general. They're just never turn out great.
They can be fine, though.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Like, you can, maybe they don't cook. I mean, I don't do any cooking. I just do the dishes, so what do I know? But I do know that Rosalie will sometimes use them in certain dishes, and they seem fine to me. All right, so who's on hold? I can't see the thing. 860-522-9842.
We have Mike in West Hartford calling.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, fellas. I got to cast a vote for green bean casseroles. The green beans are like dirt, and then you throw some of that nasty cream of mushroom in it, and it's just, it's horrid. It's a horrid food. Perfect meal on the pig.
Wait, that's how you make, this is something for humans to eat?
Imagine that. My daughter makes it. She loves it. I can't, I just think it's horrific.
If you're starting off with a cream of, a canned cream of mushroom soup is the
starting point. Canned cream mushroom, then you throw it on the beans. The only redeeming factor is potentially the nice buttery Ritz cracker crust, but you can't scrape it off the top because it stinks like green beans. It's a horrid food, and it should never be served.
And then how many hours does this thing cook for?
Long enough to make it like the consistency of mush.
All right.
Horrid
You've
mush.
Convinced us to stay away from that, Mike.
There we go. Good day. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. That does sound miserable. The cream of mushroom soup all by itself, I would never want to eat that. Food that scares you. So peas were top of my list as I was a kid. And then I went to a nursery school where like any nursery school, there was a time where we'd have juice every day. And tomato juice was part of the rotation. I couldn't drink tomato juice. Maybe nauseated me more than overcooked peas.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I'm talking overcooked. So I learned the only food I really don't eat is raw tomatoes.
You don't like raw tomatoes? Like with fresh mozzarella or balsamic?
Can't eat them because of nursery school. That's what I learned in nursery school. You can't eat fresh tomatoes.
Oh, I love
but I
fresh
love tomatoes. Tomatoes are my favorite food in any other incarnation. I love sun-dried tomatoes. Love tomato sauce. What else do you do with tomatoes? Anything else you want to do? Love a pizza with fresh tomatoes cooked on top. As long as they're cooked, I'm good. So that's the kind of thing I'm looking for, where you've got an imprint of negativity. Or maybe it goes back to school lunch, because school lunches were the maestros of ruining food, which usually you like when you're a kid. Usually you do. You like the gross ways of preparing things when you're a kid, mostly. But soggy vegetables, I think most kids hate. Isn't that true? I have to confess, I don't have much fondness for broccoli. It's usually overcooked. But I can eat broccoli that's like in a crudite, fine. So I want to talk about foods you really can't stand. You would never get them in a restaurant. If somebody said, come on, I'll take you out to dinner, but you have to eat this, and it's the one dish you can't stand, and you would say no because of that. Do you have one? I think everybody has at least one, right? What's the food you hate most and you would never put on the table yourself? So you said, what was your number one, Anthony?
I was saying jarred sauce, but I also mentioned to you over the break, canned shredded chicken. That's just so gross. It's just, why wouldn't you just cook the chicken? It's in
this gross
water and, I don't know.
Oh, the liquid.
Yeah.
The liquid. It's funny, though, tuna fish, I think canned tuna fish is one of the most delicious things known to man. doesn't everybody agree with that? Canned tuna fish is, especially packed in olive oil. In the water, it can be a little gross sometimes, but canned tuna in olive oil, I like fresh tuna, But canned tuna is wonderful. 860-522-9842. We're a little inhibited here because I can't see the I broke the call screener, so I can't see it in my studio, but Anthony can see it. So
we have Jerry and Naugatuck on line one.
Not the Jerry. Not the complimentary Jerry. Not the Jerry who loves everything I do.
Yeah, I love that Jerry. No doubt about it. Hey, I have an aversion to the liver when my mother made it, but I used to have an aversion to pancakes. And when I was 16, I was a busboy at a pancake house for about only 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why. The arm on the mixer, they mixed the batter, it broke.
Yeah.
And the cook, this hairy guy, I can't even remember his name, he used his arms to mix the batter, while another worker went out to get a cotter pin. Yeah. That's not the only incident. There was another one in the freezer or the storeroom. It had about an inch of water on the bottom, and they told me to get a case or a carton of eggs. You know, they were all like these big boxes, and I picked it up, and the bottom, like, it had to be saturated with water. All the eggs fell out, yeah. And the manager, who was a big womanizer, he told me, just pick out the good eggs. I says, what? So I picked them out, and I rinsed them off in the sink. And he was yelling at me, I mean, among the swear words and the harassment of the female workers and the customers. I had enough. I says, I'm out of here. You know, I just couldn't take it anymore. You know, it was incredible. Wow.
That's a scary food story. You know, that's why it's good to go to establishments where you know the people. And
yeah, the times are different now, but for a long time, I didn't eat pancakes, you know.
Understand.
The liver my mother made was pretty good, but I haven't had it since I was a child, you know.
Wait, I thought you said you didn't like it.
Yeah, I did not like liver. I had to eat
it. You just said it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't too bad. I mean, I didn't like it, but I ate it because that's what was offered. Either you ate or you went hungry, you know?
I get you.
That's the way it was in our household.
You could tolerate it.
Yeah, I could tolerate it, but I didn't like it. Oh, my God. She only made it like once every other month. But I even had to pick it up at the store, and it was nasty looking. It was like a deep purple with white spots. I mean, even the other customers were like, you know, looking funny. You know what I mean? I felt you guilty should, even handling it. I mean, ugh.
You should have made a deal with the butcher to make sure he accidentally put in the wrong meat.
Yeah. Well, those were the old days, though. I'm telling you, early 60s, oh, my God. You know, but, well, when I was 16, it was the mid-70s. And I wanted to work, but I couldn't take living at that pancake place. No way.
Understandable. All right, Jerry, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Care. All right, Todd, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The always good-natured Jerry. 860-522-9842. Rant line, 751-4698. Weather, tonight, cloudy, way cool, 44 degrees. Tomorrow, high temperature just gets up near the touching 60 mark. Sunday, same thing, but tomorrow and Sunday, cool days with more sunshine. Tomorrow's cloudy, but Sunday is sunny. Monday, couple of showers, still in the 50s. Right now, 65 degrees at WTIC. So this is our food hour. Horrible food that scares you. I doubt most people have a story as scary as Jerry's. That sounded pretty awful. It's hard to imagine anything making a kid not like pancakes. Because pancakes are pretty darn good. As long as they don't have that grainy quality in them like they broke. Like something went wrong with the mix.
Yeah.
You ever have those pancakes like that?
Where it's like floury in the middle still.
Yeah. Oh. But pancakes made properly with a light fluffy kind of texture. Gorgeous things. You have to use good syrup, though. You can't use that. Fake syrup, Aunt Jemima, the ones I grew up with. Aunt Jemima And what else?
Miss Butterworth's.
What? Miss Butterworth. I was trying to think of her.
How
I
could
love
you
those
forget?
Women. I just didn't like the. I just didn't like their fake syrup, corn syrup. It's all corn syrup. Not good for you. 860-522-9842. This is an easy question. If you went to somebody's house for dinner and they said, I'll serve whatever you like. No, that's not how they phrase it. They say, tell me what thing would scare you the most coming over here that I should not make. Or if you're going out to dinner, the one thing you wouldn't let somebody buy you. No, I'm sorry. That's all right. I'll just eat the bread. I don't want the livers and onions. I'll just have the bread. Thank you. Bread and butter will do me fine. Remember that when you were a kid? Oh.
I still eat too much bread.
The bread is so nice. That's... Bread is just... To have a good loaf of bread... No, it doesn't even have to be a good loaf of bread, but I love a good loaf of bread. And I can just get a couple of twirls of pasta with some sauce. Doesn't have to be much. A few ounces. You just keep sopping it up with the bread and you're all set. Right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me something else that's gross. I need more grossness. Where are the calls on grossness?
We have four callers online.
Oh, you were not going to tell me about that. You're going to keep it a secret because the system's broken.
Gene in Harrington is next.
Hi, Gene.
Todd Feinberg,
good afternoon. Good afternoon to you, Gene.
How's your day going? Good?
I always feel like I'm making a pun with your name when I say...
Didn't I
just make it sound like you were from Eugene, Oregon? What's
maybe
up with Eugene?
That was my dad.
Okay, what's going on? You have food you hate?
My mother used it for my father. My father ate lima beans in vinegar.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm trying to picture this.
Gross.
Yeah, that might be worse.
It's like pickled lima beans. I could do without that.
Lima beans in vinegar. I would gag.
Yeah, that sounds pretty gross.
He's the only one who would eat them. I says, I'm not eating them goddamn things.
Wow, you talk like that to your father? Did he give you a slap upside the head?
Oh, I get killed.
All right, Gene, have a good weekend. Thank you, sir. Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Who's next? Who's next?
Juan in East Hartford.
Oh, Juan knows good food. He doesn't know bad food. Do you have a bad food, Juan?
I do olives. Anything with olives,
what?
And I can't get over that. I used to
any olives?
Olives, yeah. I don't like anything with olives. I can't drink a martini with olives.
But every single variety of olive you can't stand?
Every single kind of olive. I love anchovies, but I hate the saltiness from the olives. I love
but
olive
anchovies
oil,
are way
but I
salty.
Hate olives.
That's remarkable.
Yeah.
I wonder if you had one of those repressed experiences with olives when you were a kid.
I think it was a childhood thing. Maybe I was abused with olives at one point in time.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think it has to be something like that. Because I used to hate the beets because I thought they tasted like dirt, like eating soil.
Well, they can be. Yeah, they can be dirty sometimes
because
they come
right,
out of the soil.
I'm
not so fond of beets. I like the greens, but I don't like the beets themselves.
I got a vegetable recipe for you if you got a second.
I don't, actually. It's time for traffic right now, but can you send it to Mark Christopher because he loves vegetable recipes?
I'll leave it at the rant. You can play sometime.
All right, do that. Thank you, Juan.
And
Mark Christopher and the BPS. Yeah. You killed him in mid-sentence there, Anthony. Mark Christopher, the BPS lawyers. Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
All right. I just heard a guy mention it earlier. I came up by food I never want to see. Liver and onions is a great one. Oh, my God. That is just
gross, right?
That is, yeah. I don't know how people eat it, but apparently people like it. I don't know. Some people do.
Order up.
Is this scary food music?
Yes.
Is that what you're doing here?
That's where I'm going.
Okay.
With it, yes.
All right. I got you. I'm picking up the feeling. Dan in Berlin. Hi, Dan. Oysters. You hate?
Oh, I can't stand them. I don't know who can eat them. I know a lot of people like them, but whoever sucked down one of those the first time, they must have been very brave or very hungry or both. But I can't. I could never eat one of those.
Well, I feel like that statement is true of most foods or very large numbers of foods. Like, who ate the first lima bean? Who ate the first lots of things? You know, that took a lot of courage.
Milk. Who drank milk? How about, I also agree with Juan. I got three O's, I guess. I got olives. I agree with that. Okra is another one. Why would you ruin a good Louisiana dish by putting okra in there? It's a greasy vegetable. It's terrible.
You sound like you're vegetable intolerant.
No, I like vegetables. I'm not a. I don't have. That's the one I just can't stand.
Okay. All right, Dan. Thank you for that.
Those are my three O's. Those are my three O's.
The three O's. Dan's three O's. Stay away from them this weekend. Thank you, sir, for the call. It's good to talk with you. And we go to Carol next on WTIC. Hi, Carol.
Hi. Are you there?
Yes, Carol. Do you have a gross food for us?
I do. So I'm going to repeat liver, lima beans, olives, but I also have two more. Pernod, which is a black licorice-flavored liqueur. Sometimes add it to fish.
Pernod.
Yeah, Pernod.
I guess you say.
Yeah.
You don't pronounce the D.
I have to leave the
really?
Room. And, yeah.
Are you that way with licorice in general?
Yeah, I don't like black licorice, yeah.
Okay.
And then my other one, which no one else will probably have, is the nuns. I went to Catholic school, and the nuns used to make this pumpkin soup, which doesn't sound bad, but it was like raw pumpkin in a bowl with hot milk on top of it. And I would just gag. I could not eat it. It's awful.
I'm so glad.
And,
no, that That sounds terrible. Thank you so much, Carol, for the call. And stay away from all those foods this weekend. Carol could do a four-hour show by herself on the food she hates.
That soup sounds bad. That sounds really bad.
Oh, man. But the reason we did this topic is because you mentioned pumpkin. I hate anything that says with pumpkin spices.
Yeah.
I forget about
pumpkin
it.
Muffins.
Forget
pumpkin
about
cheesecake.
It. I just sent it right over to Mark Christopher in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. He goes, pumpkin. Oh, I like everything.
No. Send over the apple pie to me. The pumpkin pie and Thanksgiving, I don't touch, man. That's all yours, man. But save me the apple pie.
It's Friday, so it's time for
Order Up
on the Todd Feinberg Show.
WTIC, yes, it is Order Up. We talk food, we talk restaurants. This one, not so much restaurants, because we're talking about the grossest meal, the thing you hate most. Carol couldn't constrain herself, couldn't restrain herself, could not confine herself to a single. She had to give us a half dozen items. I like that, a passionate loathing for food. I have to confess, I understand. I have tasted the horrible liver and onions that the world hates. But my wife, the Italian chef, makes liver and onions with caramelized onions and beautifully sauteed, crisped up liver and the flavor with a marsala sauce. The thing is killer. And I suspect that it is liver itself that is being unfairly maligned because so few people know how to cook it properly.
I would agree. The best chefs, I'm sure, make it great. But I think most people are turned off from their local diner selling that out.
Or home.
Yeah.
I mean, I was growing up. Or school or something. Okay, who's next? It's Danny in Glastonbury. Hi, Danny.
And didn't, you know, ask what was for dinner.
Danny, I'm sorry, can you start over? We got to you late.
Yeah, I said it went to someone's house for Easter dinner and didn't ask what the meal was.
Yeah.
And so they sit down at the table and they bring out this beautiful presentation. It was a crown roast of lamb with all the, you know, little caps on the bones and everything. And I'm not big on lamb to start with. So before I could say anything, they cut the slice of the lamb, the chop, put it on a plate, and put a big blob of the mint jelly on it.
Oh, you don't like the mint jelly?
Oh, I hate the mint jelly. Then they had, for sides, they had those small pearled onions in like a cream sauce, which wouldn't make me gag. Then they had string beans, plain, just like out of a can, boiled string beans with no seasoning. And then I saw some mashed potatoes, so I thought I was saved. And the mashed potatoes tasted like they made them with water, didn't even have any salt or pepper in them. You know, I mean, it was hideous. It was horrendous. And I had
to cut off
everything.
Did you cut off all connection to these people after this experience?
Well, I never went over there for dinner again, that's for damn sure.
Wow. What an awful story that is.
Oh, it's
so
awful.
Much potential
nothing,
in that
nothing was great, and there wasn't any dessert.
Well, that was good because they let you go home quickly.
Yeah.
I drove right to
McDonald's.
All right, Danny. Thank you for that story. Yeah, you must have been hungry. Although you could just push the mint off of the lamb.
I know what he's talking about, though. It's gross. It's like this jelly. Like, I've gotten lamb at restaurants, and I didn't know it comes with that. And
wait, you don't like gelatin? Like you
I don't know. I just didn't like the mint jelly when I was served it with it. But I was only
I could have a bowl of mint jelly and just suck that thing down. That's fine with me. Really, I find it interesting, people's intolerance for certain foods. Just how many. Like I've given you my full repertoire of foods that bother me, I think. Number one is the peas, I think. Oh, no, I can add one more. I don't like cooked carrots. We're talking foods we hate. What is the item that would so gross you out you'd turn around and leave if you went to somebody's house for dinner and they were serving that? Or if you were invited to your favorite restaurant, but it was a large table and they pre-ordered. What's the thing?
I have one that you, I feel like, at least Rosalie. Tripe.
Tripe, I don't love it, but it's okay. She loves it.
The texture I'm not into. I think that's why I don't like it.
It's weird. But I adjust to most textures. I'm pretty flexible. Except soggy carrots, soggy vegetables, overcooked.
A good vegetables cooked carrot have a certain, is nice.
A good one is still has a little firmness to it.
Yes.
Though. Like if it's been in chicken soup for a couple of hours boiling. You shouldn't do that. You should hold them back and then put them in a little bit before you serve them.
You don't want them falling apart. You need them firm.
No. Oh. Overcooked vegetables send a powerful signal to humans if we care to listen, because there's some kind of nausea trigger that gets. They just shouldn't be cooked that way. I don't know how America did it all those years. John in Hartford, hi. Sorry, John. Go ahead.
And liver and onions, best place to get it. Is in New Hartford, Log Cabin Restaurant. But let me give you the top three grossest things. Number one, had a girlfriend. Her specialty was beef tongue. Couldn't touch that. Another thing, my mother
just because of the
that.
Word.
Yeah, right.
Wait, what my if mother, if she? Are you saying if she used the word in Russian, you would have been fine?
No. Listen, the second thing, my mother said, try this. You'll like it. I said, tell me what it is. No, try it. You like it. Tried it. I liked it. Those cow brains. But the worst thing I've seen on a plate, lamb. We all ate lamb. My father got to have the head of the lamb on his plate, and he was chewing the cheeks and everything off the face, all that delicate meat. That's scary.
that sounds a little too literal for me. I mean, we can deal with the thought that we're eating an animal, but to have the animal come to the dinner seems a little inappropriate.
those face meats are actually in part of some Italian sauces, and you have to look them up. Like
cheeks.
Interesting. Those are scary.
I have been to a couple of fancy dinners where on the menu one of the items was called offal, O-F-F-A-L. And that's a word for those organ meats, like brain.
Right, everything left over. Yeah.
Thank you for that, John. You're gonna make some liver over the weekend, I hope, or some.
Looks wonderful.
No?
Take it easy. Bye.
All right. Have a good weekend. 860-522-9842. Foods you hate, foods you loathe. Which one grosses you out? Oh, by the way, this one's kind of off the beaten path, but it is the one. It is the subject that got us onto this whole thing. And that is that Anthony and I were talking about Apple. He was saying, let's talk about Apple because there's so much Apple stuff this time of year. And that reminded me of the Apple spices or the pumpkin spices, which just are so overpowering, and they're in everything. Every store you walk into now has signs on the front flashing what they're offering with pumpkin spices. Pumpkin spice, I don't even want pumpkin spices on a pumpkin pie. Leave me alone with pumpkin spices. It's going to be cool overnight, 44 degrees, cloudy. Tomorrow, we don't get over 60 degrees the next 3 days. Let's just look at it like that. Clouds tomorrow, 59. Sunshine, Sunday, 59. Monday, showers, 57. Can you believe it? That's some unhappy weather. 65 right now at WTIC. I forget where we're at. Do we still have Big Al?
We do.
All right, let's go to Big Al, see if he's still big or if he's shrunken down all this time he spent on hold.
Hello, Uncle Todd.
Hi there, Big. Hello there.
Now, I'm Italian. And when you're Italian, you love artichokes, Todd.
Yes, my wife calls them artichokes.
You hate them.
I have to say artichokes. I like artichokes. I self-identify as being Italian, though.
Oh, artichokes are just awesome. It's my delicacy.
I don't get that excited
love them
about it.
Death.
But they're good. Is it the
genes? I know Irish people hate them.
Well, I'm not Irish.
Isn't it strange?
strange. Well, Irish people's tastes are, you know, everything is comes from your culture and what you have
it's
a habit
in your
of
genes,
and what's worshipped.
I guess, but artichoke to me is
probably
a
you're right. No, I think that's right. My Do you, wife, are you?
She puts breadcrumbs on them.
Absolutely.
And I just love artichokes.
Are you talking just the leaves, or do you like the center, the heart,
well,
whatever it's called?
Actually,
when you, get down
when you
to
think
that.
About it, when you're pecking all the leaves off, it's all from the center.
Yes, but when you the delicacy is the heart of it. When you get down to that,
yes, exactly, Todd. Yeah, exactly.
And if you can get all that soft stuff without any of those prongs that stab you in the throat and choke you, if you eat them
accidentally, you just take your two front teeth and your bottom teeth and you pull and you throw the leaves away. But I love artichokes. But you got to be Italian.
Do you love artichokes? How do I know you're Italian? Let me see you talk with your hands. Go ahead.
My last name is Bresfort.
How do you spell?
B-R-A-N-C-I-F-O-R-T-E. Bresforte.
Forte. You weren't saying the vowel at the end, so I wasn't believing you. Now I got it. You're legit. This is for you. If you want to dance, Al, go ahead.
Tu vuoi vivere alla moda, ma se bevi whisky and soda,
tu sientes disturbato. Thank you for that, Big Al. Well done. 860-522-9842. We go through all the calls. Do we wear everybody out? Yeah, I guess
we have three left. Eric in Manchester is next. Hello,
all
Eric.
Right. Eric in Manchester. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Todd. How are you? I'm going to.
I am hungry now that we've been talking food all this time. Even your worst dishes
to kind of turn my stomach. So I'm not
really?
Sure where to start. Oh yeah, I do. So
well, what's the one you hate the most? Tell us the dessert you hate the most, because that's.
I'm going to go with tapioca pudding. I don't like the texture of it, and it kind of tastes gross to me.
I love those little pellets.
Well, my mom used to make it all the time when we were kids, and it kind of turned me off. So that's one.
I understand. A lot of people hate those.
Then the thing my dad would make for Thanksgiving was the mincemeat pie.
Oh, stop it.
And I have no idea what that is. What is mincemeat?
No, but that's one of those things you could just call the social services and they'd come pick you up and take you to a new home.
I never particularly cared for that. And then there's another that I don't know even what it's made of, but it's flan. Have you ever heard of flan?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's like a gelatin made out of cream.
Yeah, maybe, you know, like cream of wheat cereal, but I like that. But, you know,
stop it now. You're being intolerant.
Okay.
You're being a food bigot.
Well, it's just dessert. Usually I'll eat all the main course stuff. And then I just want to finish by giving a shout-out to our friend, the candy wrapper. I miss him dearly.
Yeah, we all do. Okay. Every once in a while, I send him a text, and I say, Candy, please, we miss you.
Well,
and he does one, and then he goes away and leaves.
I might see him in a day or two, so I'll let him know.
Oh, please do. Thank you.
Maybe he'll call for
Halloween. All right, thanks for the call. Let's get one more call in. I think we've got time. Who's next?
Rosemary in East Windsor.
Rosemary.
Hello, how are you?
I'm looking for a food you hate.
A food I hate. I'll tell you, years ago we had gone to an IHOP down in Main Street in East Hartford. I ordered a stack of three pancakes. My husband ordered the same thing. He sat across from me and he said, why don't you put butter on every pancake? You got to do that. It tastes much better. I said, no, just on the top with syrup is fine. Well, we sat there, and just to shut them up, basically, I opened up the first pancake, lifted it up, looked inside, put it down, and I told him, there's a grasshopper in it. With that, I slid the plate over to him. He looked at it, lifted the pancake up, put it down.
Ate the whole thing.
No, we didn't even touch it. It was squished and baked right into the pancake, and it was a cockroach. It wasn't a grasshopper,
it was a cockroach.
And with that, we called the girl. Oh, we called the waitress over. She came over. We told her who we're leaving.
Yep.
And with that, she insisted that we were going to pay for the coffee that we drank. and my husband, who used to be a Hartford cop, said, I'll tell you what, and he says, you get the manager over here, and if you think I'm paying for this coffee, I'm going to stand up here on the seat and tell everybody in this restaurant what I found in the pancake.
I like it. I'm sorry, we've got to run. Have a great weekend, everybody. That is the best story. I love that we saved that story for last. I want a stack of pancakes. Hold the cockroach, please.
Ooh.
Mark Christopher in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Can you believe that story, Marcus?
Crunchy pancakes. No, thank you. I'll pass on that. Have a great weekend, Todd.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.